Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning their transition cows and animals that are just post-fresh. These animals that are coming through transition and calving and then into early lactation, they're really like fine athletes. As we look at the changes that they have to undergo in order to be successful coming through that change. So what are some key things that you need to think about? Well, a lot of times our thoughts go to nutrition, and that's important. Nutrition is a very important part of this total program. So having forages that are high quality and are digestible are very, very important. We know that animals thrive when those stocking densities are kept at 80% or less of capacity. Do you have comfortable stalls, comfortable bedding? And an important thing that is often overlooked is the flooring surface. The final thing is thinking about moving these animals around during this phase. You know, many times animals are housed at different farms or different areas, and for loading them on trailers and unloading them off of trailers, there can be some issues with injury as they come on and off trailers. So being careful about how we do that, having non-slick surfaces for them to step on and off of, be very important. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farms to carefully consider how transition cows, pre-fresh and post-fresh, are housed, as well as their nutritional programs, so that they might be successful coming through the transition period.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.